And I don't know how we're going to squeeze this next conversation into 15 minutes, but we're going to have to try because, first of all, I don't even know how to address you now. Is it your Royal Highness? Is it Queen of All Northfield? Is it I Cece Lindstroth, welcome back to the show. Hi.
Hi, and thank you.
And we are teasing you a little bit because Cece was it was announced very recently that she is the 2025 recipient of the Joseph Lee Haywood Award, which will be presented to her at the Haywood Banquet just prior to defeat of Jesse James days. And please let me say congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It's really
thanks means a lot.
It's a well-deserved award, Cece.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you. I am extremely honored and thrilled. It's just great to see how the community supports this. I'm just overwhelmed. So thank you. Thank you.
We were talking earlier this morning that the Joseph Lee Haywood Award, like in my mind, it's probably the most prestigious award a Northfielder can win for being a Northfielder, right?
And wow.
So you got a heck of a summer ahead of you.
I do. I'm heading up to the stores. I got to be shopping on Division and get a wardrobe for this.
So are there people that throw rose petals at your feet when you walk around? Now, how does this work?
No, but
they should be.
Well, I do have to tell you, though, people are extremely generous with their compliments, and I am very thankful. That's great.
Well, it's nice to see such a worthy recipient honored.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right. So, Your Highness, what are we going to talk to you today?
Well, I've got 5 little topics here.
Okay, here we go. Right.
Okay, the first one. Well, this week the City Council passed the 2045 Comprehensive Plan that will be a guide to envision our community's future, obviously for the next 20 years. The vision of the plan is to ensure that Northfield is a welcoming city, providing equitable access to a high quality of life for all. And as you've heard me say many times, age-friendly Northfield is very involved in activities that foster human connections for our older adults, as well as free physical activities and easy mobility around town. And we are very glad to see youth representation on the Comp Plan Steering Committee. We'd like to see that representation opportunity given to the other end of the age spectrum. There didn't seem to be any older adults over the age of 65 on the steering committee. Jake Riley, our community development director, will be at our next meeting to share with our steering committee how the Comprehensive Plan 2045 addresses aging in Northfield. The only references to older adults that I could see in the plan is the reference to equitable access. The current plan's reference to equity is a good starting point, but equity is a broad and sometimes ambiguous term. We are hoping to see some kind of definition of equity in the plan to acknowledge specific populations. A clearer and more inclusive definition can provide real direction rather than remaining a vague aspiration.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big thing. We've talked to some of the people at the city about that. But many, many times, older people are not as visible as far in documents as an important demographic to pay attention to.
Right.
And that is one of the goals of age-friendly Northfield. And the city supports us to be able to do that. So we keep doing it a little bit at a time.
And wouldn't you say that sometimes equality and equity are confused?
Wow, yes. Quite a deep discussion here, everybody.
Sorry, so I'm not trying to go too much of a rabbit hole.
but that's very true.
The reason I bring this up is because as someone who is really working to advocate for a particular group of people within a community, sometimes I think equality, people think, oh, well, that means that everyone has the same of everything, right? And then they forget that it's like, okay, but equity is more so trying to address access to the same things that other people have access to. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to look the same, right? Because some people may not need as much help with getting access because they have certain advantages, while other people's need more. They need that more assistance so they can get to that access point that other people already have built in. So I'm really glad that you're looking at this and really thinking about, okay, how does my population that I'm advocating for have that same access that other people may have? You know, that's the way I look at it when we're talking about equity. Equity is access, not necessarily like having everything as the same as everyone else, but just having the ability to access the same as everyone else. Does that make sense?
Oh my gosh. I'm just sitting here with my mouth hanging open. That was so well said and such an important point for your listeners to think about, you know, as they think about services and the future. Because obviously aging, older adults is where everybody wants to be. We're the group that everybody eventually wants to be part of, right?
Yeah.
But thank you, Ryan. That's very well said.
Well, and I'm thank you for making sure that we're looking at these things and thinking about them from a holistic point of view so that everyone, because even if you're not part of your group now, but hopefully you will be someday, think about what you want your community to look like when you get there.
Yeah. Which is your whole point to begin with Age Friendly. Mm-hmm.
I think we're just going to have a moment of silence here. As I allow these profound, truly profound and comments that just nail the essence of what we're hoping to bring to people's attention.
You know,
and steps come in all different sizes, don't they? And all different directions. But thanks for giving us the opportunity to share that perspective.
Of course.
That's really cool.
And thank you for all the work that you do. Sorry, I did not mean to derail you. I know you have a lot more topics to cover.
That was like the best sidebar ever. But thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for sharing that.
Let's keep rolling here.
Okay.
I know you got a lot to cover.
Well, we do. So Age Friendly is currently working with the Third Thursday Committee of the Friends of Downtown Northfield. And this is a great little subcommittee of the Friends of Downtown Northfield, to which your wonderful Logan Wells is now a member. Everybody was very excited to have Logan and representation from to add to the services that you provide to Northfield. He's going to be great.
Yeah, he is.
But Age Friendly Northfield is a big sponsor of Thursdays. We are the donors of the Red Chairs, which are very, very popular.
Yes, they are.
We are contributing money to the musical groups that perform each Third Thursday. And we are encouraging all of the music groups who entertain on these Third Thursdays to include some songs for dancing. And the Red Chairs will be moved back so that there is a dance space in front of the new showmobile. And we've also purchased a couple of cornhole games.
Wow.
Right. I know. For intergenerational activity on Bridge Square. So please come to the June, July, and August Third Thursdays to dance and play cornhole and shop and eat and relax and socialize.
I feel compelled to mention that the next Third Thursday event is on my birthday. So like Northfield is already throwing a party. I feel like we should make the most of it. I should make the most of it.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that Rich likes to make a big deal of his birthday month?
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Oh,
month.
Birthday month started on Monday. And
I got to start getting a tally counter for how many times he brings up his birthday, just because I want to see how many times it happens between now and then.
It's been a slow start, but we're going to pick up some momentum here.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. That is just a great idea. Speaking for an older adult, birthdays are a big deal.
Every trip around the sun should be celebrated.
I agree.
I agree. Totally.
It's a very great idea.
I do, too. I'm just subtle about it.
We'll make sure that you get recognition on Third Thursday, because it's well-deserved.
Thank you.
We are very excited about that.
All right.
The one thing I want to throw in here, too, is just a little bit on the Social Security online access to that account online, because Would you believe this is a state statistic on this? Only 1 in 5 eligible Minnesotans has an online Social Security account. We know we're getting Social Security, but your online Social Security account is very, very helpful. It can be done by anyone. I have one. Mm-hmm. If I can do it, anybody can do it. I did it all by myself.
Wow.
Actually, it works. Mm-hmm. Took just a very reasonable amount of time, but I've got it. But to give you an idea of what this account can do, I mean, it's interactive, and it can give you a control to check on your Social Security statement when it comes. Mm-hmm. You can change your address through this. You can verify your reported earnings. You can estimate your future benefits and much more. It can save you a lot of time if you have questions about your Social Security. So I'll probably say that in a couple more of our visits together here at KIM, because knowing from teaching, you have to say things a lot of times before people think about it.
especially where I'm concerned.
I mean, yeah. And I'm sure a lot of times when you call into these places, one of the first things out of their mouth, if you talk to someone on the phone, they're going to be like, oh, have you gone online?
Yeah, they do
have
say
you,
that.
Have you done this? And it's like, okay, so just save yourself the time.
Yeah.
So check it out. 1 in 5. Wow, we got to pump that up.
Yeah, you do.
So we can get that going. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to tell you about Nordic walking.
Okay.
So it is an absolutely amazing form of exercise. It's a full body exercise that combines specific walking techniques to engage both the upper body and legs. It originated as an off-season training method for cross-country skiing. Linda Lemke, the self-appointed but well-earned title Queen of Nordic Walking, was at the library on Monday with sets of poles for people to try out. The sets of poles will be at the library for checkout. Cool. Linda showed us how to size the poles, what our posture should be, and how to walk and swing the poles. In fact, a friend and I walked back and forth in front of the KIM station to see if you would notice it.
Nice. I love it.
But it's really very cool. It's so much fun, and it's quite a workout. Linda shared research that says it is a better workout than swimming or walking.
Really?
It does total body. It's weight-bearing, your posture, your balance. It's just like amazing. And I happen to have attached here a little sheet of benefits, improved dynamic balance, so you're not going to fall down when you're walking, reduced stress on lower joints, less pain when walking. It increases your heart rate with a low rate of perceived exertion, which is exactly my kind of exercise. Low exertion, high benefit.
Yeah, you're doing more than you realize.
Right.
Yeah.
And it is a social walking and talking activity. So Natalie at the library has the 5 sets of poles. They can be adjusted. You can check them out. And we were gathering thoughts on how the checkout should run. And we were thinking a week.
Sure.
That maybe you could check out the poles for a week at the most. So you could try it a couple of different times. There are all kinds of videos on YouTube. It's just remarkable, but it's great exercise, and it's very, very fun.
Because I'm sure if you got into it enough, especially by checking out the poles from the library just to try it, then you might want to invest in a set of your own.
Exactly. Yeah, I plan on buying some.
Good.
There you go.
I know it. It's on my list of important purchases. So, now, as you know, our indoor pickleball season is over. It was great. We had 100 more participants this year in our indoor pickleball than last year.
So do you know how many you had last year by chance?
Yeah, it was around 600.
Oh, so you already started off with a big number.
Yeah, we did, and now we were up around 700.
I keep hearing that pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America.
I can believe it,
yeah.
Because a community can never have enough pickleball courts.
Right.
It's just amazing, and we're finding more and more people showing up at the Riverside Park courts, and there are only 4 of them there, but it was very, very wonderful.
Awesome.
To see the numbers go up like that. And again, that is free. And there are paddles there. So think ahead this summer while you're enjoying it that you also have the option of indoor pickleball next winter.
There you
so
go.
That's pretty cool. And we are currently participating in discussions on the use of the community gym space, you know, in the new expanded gym that the school district is in the planning stages of now. And I think our community pickleball players are going to be happy with the opportunities to play indoors here in town. Of course, you can never have enough pickleball courts, as we just keep repeating.
So true, yes. And
we're forward a couple of years. I mean, it'll be a couple of years before the expanded gym is done. But everything is going in the right direction for pickleball. It's, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's halcyon days are coming. So that's, that is great. So we are working hard at Age Friendly Northfield and are looking at increasing any volunteers. Go to our website. We now actually have an executive assistant who's helping us with our social media and helping us get our meetings organized and all that. But it's just a great group of people. And we have a lot of support from the city, and we want to make sure that we're hearing all the things you want us to do. And so let us know. Keep all us in your thoughts.
Well, we always appreciate all the work you do. The monthly updates are amazing, and I have no doubt that Age Friendly Northfield is going to continue to just be a wonderful and successful organization for our community, because you're always doing so many things. You always have so much to tell us. So thank you for all the
work. And now
you
have all this political power.
Oh, yes. Don't forget that. I know.
Let me see. How should I use that? I'll think about that today as I'm doing my own lawn work.
There you go. And Mrs. Moxie will always be happy to help lend her accessorizing and styling services to you if
yes,
needed.
Yes, Ryan and I have already talked about that. That is a planned appointment, I'm sure, there that we will go. Be making.
I love it. Well, thank you, Cece.
Thanks, Cece.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's always a joy to be here.
Right.